For more on the blackout's effects in Canada, we turn now to Toronto, where Derek Stoffel is a reporter with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Derek, lots of people still without power there. I think it's about 5 million by some estimates. Are people out and about? Are people on the roads? What are they doing?
It's not very busy. Toronto's generally a very, very busy city on a Friday afternoon, but it's a state of emergency here in Ontario, and as you say, about 5 million people still without power. So people have taken the day off, unless they're emergency workers and, you know, journalists, things like that. It's extremely hot here, in the 90s again today, so people are coping with a very warm day and no fans and no air conditioners. So Toronto and even Ottawa, the nation's capital, a lot of people just wondering when the power is going to go back on.
There were reports of looting, I believe, in Ottawa and a bit in Toronto as well. What do you know about that?
Well, there was a jewelry store that was robbed yesterday, a couple of hours in, this is in Ottawa, a couple of hours after the power went out, in a busy area just near Parliament, actually, and a couple of men went into the jewelry store, got away with an undisclosed amount of jewelry, and were chased down by some locals, but they weren't apprehended. In Toronto, about 30 arrests, a couple of small robberies, a little bit of looting, but when you think about a city of 5 million people, you know, 30 arrests after such an amazingly big event isn't very much. Police are commending people for their good behavior yesterday, and it continues today. The streets are pretty much deserted in central Toronto, as are the highways.
A lot of times, at times of crisis, people tend to want to hear from their leaders. The Canadian Prime Minister, Jean Chrétien, is on vacation in Quebec. Any indication
right.
that he'll be coming back to speak to the people?
Well, he may be on the golf course. We know Jean Chrétien likes to golf, so he has issued statements through his office. But unlike President Bush, he has not spoken to the Canadian public. He's left it up to his ministers, and they've been sending out mixed messages. The Minister of National Defense blamed this whole crisis on a power station in Pennsylvania. The Minister of Foreign Affairs weighed in and saying, no, it's a problem in New York. So Canadians are getting mixed messages. Of course, we're also hearing from U.S. Governor, from New York Governor, rather, George Pataki, a blame Canada sort of approach, that the problems were up here. But if you ask most, you know, consumers and most people, the biggest thing for them isn't, you know, why this happened. It's when the power is going to get back on. And we've been told that all weekend there will be more blackouts as the grid just isn't ready to go. So expect another couple of days of intermittent power in Toronto and Ottawa and other centers, and no subways.
Thanks very much, Derek Stoffel with the CBC in Toronto.